Welcome to another episode of the Gay Barchive Show, where we talk about gay bars from the past. I'm your host, Art Smith, and today we bring you a special segment, an interview by Matt Scalarud of Pink Media with Helen Buford, owner of the historic Julius Bar in New York City.
Well, hello, welcome to I Love Gay Today. And this is the second of what we consider kind of a very important interview series and story getting out there, because nationwide, we're reading more and more about how bars and restaurants, you know, they've been struggling during the last year in the pandemic. And now things are starting to open up. There's hope. And what are they all doing in terms of, you know, different strategies and things to survive and make it through this year so we can hopefully appreciate and be with them all this summer. And right now we're here with an icon from New York City. There's several that are just that probably most folks have heard of. This is Helen Buford from the Julius Bar in New York. How are you?
Good. Hi. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
Well, you guys have I've been there several times. In fact, I was on a drag queen history tour of downtown New York, and Julius Bar was kind of the meeting point and the center point of all that.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yes.
It's been near and dear to my heart. And tell us a little bit about the history of Julius Bar, your history with it and so forth, and so folks get a better sense of who you guys are.
Okay, so actually Julius's Bar has been there since 1864, the building. Wow. And then in the 20s, it was a speakeasy. And then in 1934, it got its first liquor license, a legal place. Wow. And, you know, since then, the part that puts Julius's on the LGBT history is on April 21st, 1966, there was a group called the Mattachine Society that was headed by Dick Leisch. And what they were doing was they were protesting the fact that openly gay men could not walk into a bar and have a drink without the place being shut down, because they were considered disorderly. So it's kind of amazing once you hear that, and then you compare it to today, and you say, oh, yeah, wow, yeah, somebody's going to turn us down because we're gay to have a drink, right? So my husband and myself, we owned the bar for 21 years, and 12 years ago he passed away, and I was left to care for this bar on my own. So I kind of jumped in and learned everything there was to do. Prior to that, I was in Manhattan maybe 3 or 4 times a year, and I found myself there 5 and 6 times a week.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's quite a story. It's interesting. In April 66, that was just a few weeks before I was born. So it's been 50 plus years.
Yeah. Yes. And it's a few after I was born. So.
But no, with everything that's going on, especially, you know, things have been closed down for well over a year, New York being the epicenter of everything. So even before some of the fundraising things you've been doing, do you feel there's hope that that you're going to be able to get things at least a little bit back to the way they were?
Yes, I believe so. I think we're heading in that right direction. Right now, the capacity is being increased. Good. But for places like myself that are smaller, you can't really increase the capacity without having bar service, and that's what we're waiting for.
Yeah.
The outdoor dining helps us because that increases our table space to be able to serve customers. And as the weather gets nicer, we're actually able to fill up those tables and serve customers throughout the day. So it has been wonderful this past weekend. And I believe it's only going to get better.
We were all wondering too. It's every time I go in the city, we were all wondering, like, wonder what this winter is going to be like with all this kind of new outdoor dining that is taking over some of the street areas. And mm-hmm. this February has been brutal. So at least, you know, when you talk about hope, last week was one of the nicest weeks we've had all year. And I feel like everybody's starting to think now about what they're going to be doing and going back out again.
Well, yes, that's correct. It's the outdoor spaces are pretty interesting because according to the rules that they have set for us, They're supposed to be outdoor spaces, and a lot of these spaces are enclosed and they're outdoor indoor spaces. So that's a little interesting too. That's a whole nother story for a whole nother day. So what we have done is I've been economizing with the money that we have been gifted from the GoFundMe and from the Gill Foundation and every wonderful person who, you know, has donated as generously as they can. Yeah. So I want that money to go far with supplies, paying the employees, paying the bills and so forth. And so for, you know, I spent most of the summer trying to figure out what's the most economical way for us to do it that looks different, looks kind of cute. And interesting. And we decided on tents, and they're actually little greenhouses, and we put the tables in there and some fun lights and decorations. They were not feasible for winter because of the structure. It's very light. Yeah. However, when we got to Christmas time of last year, after the 20th of December, when the indoor dining was closed again, unfortunately, we weren't able to stay open and it wasn't enough to sustain us. So we didn't open again until February. And now we're out and people are coming and sitting in our tents.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I'm looking forward to being there as well. And
yes,
but the Gill Foundation, they come out and was that something that, was it a grant that you had to apply for or did they come to you? And how did that work?
Yes, actually, what happened was a customer actually was the one that wrote to them and said, hey, you know, I don't know if you know, but Julius has a GoFundMe and they're looking for help. Yeah. And they reached out to me and it was wonderful from there. They gave me some funds during the summer and we worked together. And then as the fall came and the winter came, and now the money started to run out, I said, you know, is there any way to help me even more? And they were generous enough to do so. So they did. And they gave me additional funds. And then they said, well, let's do a fundraiser. We'll match the next $25,000 that you raise. So that's what we're trying to do is actually raise money for that, for them to match it. Yeah.
Well, that's great because I know they've been working, you know, with you and with Stonewall Inn and just a handful of others. But yeah, the Gill Foundation, it's interesting. I used to work with Tim Gill on some projects in the world of LGBT media back in the early 2000s. And he and I got together in Denver for breakfast and chatted about ways to work together even more. And he and his team, they've always had a very fond place in my heart. So it's wonderful almost 20 years later that they're doing this with you all.
Oh, yes. I think they're wonderful and I can't wait to meet them. They told me that they were going to come this summer and it's going to be a beautiful day when I get to meet them in person and actually give them a hug and say thank you for saving us. You know, we're incredibly thankful for their work. And the one thing and I can say here with confidence is that once everything is doing well, I have every intention of giving them back the money that they gave me so they can help others. Yeah. So, you know, and for me, all the years that I have been running this bar, I have always given money to help others. And it's very hard for me to accept or to say, you know, I need help now, but I'm learning. Yeah. I'm learning.
I know the feeling. I think a lot of us are wired that way.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So.
No, that's amazing. And I look forward to, I'm going to be back in the city here in the next few weeks and especially with the weather getting as it is. And I look forward to being able to come back. I'll plan to stop on by. I'll let you know when I'm going to be there. And it'll be great to just connect in the real world. And
I absolutely
wish you all the best here in the meantime.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for being here with us and sharing a little of your story with us. And like I said, look forward to connecting.
You got it, Matt. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Bye.
And that concludes another segment of the Gabe Archives podcast. You can find more podcasts at gabearchives.com gaybarchive.com/podcast. We also have more information about this podcast and links to the other podcasts we have completed. We hope you enjoy your trip down memory lane.